Welcome to Simcha Even Though and Vizos HaBracha. So, this is actually my last share on shareenjoyment.com. I'll be honest, my audience, with the exception of the first few share I'm having been on Zoom, is completely invisible and mostly unknown, so honestly, I'm losing some of the fire I started out with, you know what I mean? But again, I must express my sincere gratitude to Mitch Green for his amazing patient editing week after week, Jake Weinman for presenting me with this golden opportunity in the first place, and of course, the handful of dear loyal friends who listen week in, week out, and always took that moment to tell me they enjoyed it. And now, as we bring this beautiful opportunity Hashem lent me to a graceful close, I hope this share will find favor in your eyes or ears. Moshe Rabbeinu, upon his death at the very precise age of 120 years, is called quite simply Eved Hashem. That's it? Not Harav, Hagon, Marenu, Hadis, Hadat, just Eved? A servant? Okay, a servant of Hashem, but aren't we all? I tried to think of what would be considered the most praiseworthy accolade a person could receive today. And it hit me. If someone would tell me, you know, you're your mother's daughter, I think I would feel pretty good. If a young doctor, the son of a top specialist, were to be called his father's son, he'd probably feel deeply complimented as well. But to say I was my mother's best floor mopper? Best laundry folder? Moshe Rabbeinu, one who served Hashem. It seems like the least of the praises and honors we could bestow upon him. He led Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He raised his staff and an entire sea split in half. He taught an entire nation the Torah HaKadosha. And yet it was Hashem himself who dictated these very words. Some say to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, which Moshe wrote with tears flowing down his cheeks, and others say to Yehoshua, who took over the writing a few psukim earlier. Regardless, Hashem himself chose this seemingly simple description for Moshe. That can only mean one thing, that these words are far from simple. And Eved Hashem is a human being with inner pulls in every direction who decides to put Hashem's will before his will, 100% of the time. Now that's something. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu made slight tiny mistakes, they were only because he thought that that was what Hashem wanted. Ibn Ezra points out that even in his death, he did exactly as Hashem commanded him, just like a servant. Hashem led him to a specific spot, told him to lay down, and as we learn from Rashi, Moshe was nifter with the type of misa called neshika, a heavenly kiss, so to speak. This means Hashem painlessly drew his exquisite, perfect neshama out of his body forever. So that's all Hashem wants from us, really. He says, Hashem, I gave you mitzvahs to do, and clarified what averus you may not do. That's how you, yes you, can be considered my dear, loyal Eved Hashem. Aha! So it's easy? He also gave us the Yetzirah, remember him? And people in our lives who test us, our patience, our peace of mind, and worries, concerns, small crises, and occasionally large catastrophes. But here's the secret. Serving Hashem properly makes all of it easier. All of it. It's the undeniable truth. Just look around. Who stays the calmest under the dark clouds of hardship? Think of people you know, and whose voice is the most measured and thought out even while others are behaving terribly. Again, from people you know personally, you're noticing a pattern? Are people who are truly Ovdei Hashem in every sense of the word coming to mind? Fascinating. So it's true. The best way to accomplish being an Eved Hashem is by being an Eved Hashem. Bechol drachecha de'ehu, know him in all your ways, v'hu yiyasher orchosecha, and he will straighten your paths. Now, since many of my shiurim already contain plenty of Torah-based advice, this time, I'm not suggesting a thing. I will simply share the following truth. Like everyone else, my own life sometimes brings emotional pain or physical suffering. And I have found, but really, that the more I focus on what Hashem wants from me, the more I simply ask myself what I personally should be doing or saying, or not doing and not saying, the more Hashem escorts me through each test. And I feel it. I really do. Life is less scary that way. It really is. It doesn't suddenly become a breeze, just less scary. And when things do work out well, my joy is suffused with gratitude. I think, I survived. Thank you, Hashem. So to conclude, no stories this week, no advice, just a simple lesson we learn from Moshe's endearing title from Hashem himself. Vayomas Sham Moshe, Eved Hashem. Being an Eved Hashem encompasses everything. Have the most simcha-filled and meaningful sukkahs ahead. And thank you for accompanying me on this journey of growth. If the shiurim inspired no one but me alone, it was worth it. Good yontif.